This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, the devil is a master of deception. The modern system says that if a man embraces a woman who's attracted to him and kisses her, it's sexual assault. But teaching five-year-olds how to have sex isn't pedophilia in the public schools. In a Daily Mail article about Belgian aristocrat pedophile ring exposed, boys and girls tortured, killed, and forced to eat feces. This is part of a long-term satanic ritual that's carried out over and over again. They've made films about it. People then think it's Hollywood movies. In history, the word, I guess, sadism does go back to people that wrote about this type of thing. But this is all a ritual. I've read about it going on thousands of years. Didn't even know that they'd even codified it into modern times that it was going on until more of this came out. But by defiling the innocents, they believe they move themselves closer to evil. And they kind of tell you this in Revenge of the Sith, I guess episode 3 of Star Wars, where Darth Vader isn't really evil yet. Remember, Palpatine goes, "You must go and kill all the younglings, hundreds of children at the Jedi Temple. Only then will you be strong enough on the dark side." That's exactly what they do. They do these horrible things to defile themselves, believing they're burning away their humanity to become stronger. Let's go to a few minutes of Owen Schroyer's report from the ground with the protesters last night. Then we're going to come back with Owen Schroyer on the ground, just 600 yards from me, where the president is going to be inaugurated tomorrow. Let's go to that report.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday night in Washington, D.C. Owen Schroyer here. The InfoWars crew has just arrived. We're checking into our place, and we already have protests. Here we go. This should be good. Trump and Pence are fascists. I don't think they know what fascism is. Hey, what makes Donald Trump fascist? Can someone tell me why Trump is fascist? Hey, why is Trump illegitimate, ma'am? Why is Donald Trump illegitimate? Why is Donald Trump fascist? Do you know what fascism is?
Trump and Pence are fascists.
Excuse me, sir. Can
Trump
I ask you a couple
Pence
questions? What has Donald Trump done that's fascist? What has Donald Trump done? Can you tell me? I don't need your flyer. Why don't you tell me?
That's why you don't know.
That's why I'm following around. Now you just littered. He just littered. So he's a litterer.
So that's nice.
Can you answer a question? How is Trump fascist, sir? See, here's my problem. So there you go, folks. This is the first protest. You know, there's probably about 200 of them. This is a peaceful protest. I'll give them that.
This looks like a group of young millennials who are going to be protesting tomorrow. They're arriving by the bus. Oh, yeah. I bet you had that one.
Huh? It's cold out here, man.
Yeah. It'll be weird. All right. They're putting them on buses, man. It looks like ducks. There's the bus line right there. It's loading them up. It's going to take them to some housing, and then they're going to start depositing them around on inauguration day. From reporting from InfoWars.com.
All right, my friends, we are going to go to break here in just a moment. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. InfoWars.com is the news site. I know all of you know that. I take it for granted, too. I sit here and hardly promote my own website on air or the incredible stories that are there. But it's bigger than the New York Times online. It's bigger than the Washington Post online. The enemy knows that. They are so pissed. They are so angry. Roger Stone is coming up right now, I'm told. Owen Schroyer is set to pop in with us in the next segment. But all this and more is coming up today. I'm Alex Jones, and we are here for the 45th president to be inaugurated tomorrow. Stay with us.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want you. All right, we've got some of the crew coming back in. Roger Stone reportedly is getting here, about to be up here in the building. We've got Owen Schroyer. We're about to go to live about 600 yards away, right in front of the Capitol, where Trump will be inaugurated tomorrow. But before I go any further, because I didn't plug last hour. I did a lavish plug first hour, but first hour is over. Second hour is over. I didn't plug in the second hour. That's how we support the broadcast. It's how we pay for the crew on the ground. It's how we pay for the security. It's how we get you the news, the information, the intel. It's how we catch the Soros people committing crimes. It's how we get the whistleblowers on. It's how we blow up the New World Order. We stand up, we fight, we take action, we have victories. And to do that, we also bring you products that are game changers. We are launching today, exclusively available to only InfoWarsStore.com visitors, Combat One. That is a revolutionary disinfectant, totally healthy, totally safe, 12 years development of the Defense Department with a private company, now exclusively available only to InfoWarsStore visitors. In a few months, what, 4 months, it's going to start hitting big stores, Dick's and others. Point is, you're getting it exclusively first. After 12 years of development, InfoWars launches Combat One Skin Protecting Wipes. They've got creams, they've got sprays, they've got hand washes. And what's incredible is it's very, very low price, but you buy it in bulk. InfoWars launches Combat One skin protecting wipes, previously only available to DOD, military grade hygiene technology used by special operations. Amazing pre-preparedness and survival product. Just like we've got only to InfoWars listeners, the nanotube nanotech product only used by law enforcement and military. It's cheaper than the big steel plates and works better. I mean, you can't make that up. InfoWarsStore.com. You can't make up a lot of stuff we're up to. It's fun to be in the zeitgeist, isn't it? We're humble and we appreciate it. We just want to go to the next level and to defeat the tyrants for prosperity and freedom for everybody. InfoWars Select Storable Foods, already the lowest prices, made in America. They don't let me do the special very often because it undercuts their other distributors. But they finally have capitulated, so I can do it more often, every few months instead of once a year. And also, they get behind when we do these sales. They want to ship like same day you order or the day after. This is freshly packed. Last 25 years, it's the entire My Patriot Supply line. It's all available, 30 to 40% off. We're only running it until next week. InfoWarsStore.com. And yeah, we've turned the tide. Things are getting better. There's no telling what the globalists might pull. This is insurance you can eat, so you basically can't fail. You can't lose when it comes down to it. 34% off. And we're having to end it this Sunday. I've extended the Christmas specials and called them the Make America Healthy Again special. And I've got to stop it. A lot of stuff sold out. Some things have come back in, like Supermail and DNA Force. It's 10% off. Supermail, 30% off. A bunch of other products, 30% off. It ends this Sunday. It's the inauguration special, and it'll be 4 months at least until I do 30% off on any of these products. That's just an algorithm we've got. It's how we work it. We can't do it. It's already discounted. The special isn't coming around until the second quarter of this year or maybe later. So take advantage of it right now. Make our bodies great again. The inauguration special, Brain Force, 30% off, 20% each bottle. Supermail, 30%. Secret 12, 20%. Liver Shield, 20%. Survival Shield, 30%. Knockout, 20%. Prostate Guard, 20%. It all ends this Sunday. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsSelect.com. Takes you right to the subpage. That's Storable Foods. Or we can always answer your questions or tell you about other specials we've got. There's too many to list here on air. 888-253-3139. Now, I haven't gotten to Trump actually saying he's going to do 200 executive orders the next week, five tomorrow. I haven't gotten to our report on Stone being poisoned that we should air next hour. But by the way, I love Anthony Cumey. I asked him to host the show twice a month, and he did it graciously, big syndicated host. But today's super hot. Have we heard from Anthony yet whether he wants us to co-host with him next hour? Negative. I mean, I'm sure he always invites me on. He probably will, but Stone's getting here late with all these checkpoints. They now, just as we got here this morning, block the road. If he doesn't get in, I'm sure Anthony's going to want him on. I'll let him run the show, but we can kind of split the show, too, and just do a Facebook mentions in here, I guess. I've been hearing he's going to be here for an hour. We'll see what happens. But right now, I know who is here. The great Owen Schroyer. In D.C. since yesterday, he's witnessed a lot more than we have just because he was at the right place at the right time. He's right there where Trump's going to get inaugurated tomorrow. First off, before your observations, what do you make of CNN and a bunch of other publications saying Trump might get killed tomorrow? A truck bomb, a nuke, a drone attack, and it's quite normal. No big deal. President Obama will appoint a new president, and then Homeland Security federalize the elections, so they'll decide in the new election who's president. I mean, this is all... Everything I kind of saw in my, thinking about this, you'd call it the Odin sleep, and now we're watching all this unfold. So question is my spidey sense wrong or is this bad? I don't think they're going to pull it. In fact, I feel very confident that they've capitulated and they're kind of running an old program in case they wanted to do it, but they're kind of, they've already paid for advertisements that were still airing after the restaurant closed. It's kind of like, a dollar short a day later, a day later, a dollar short. I think they're failing. I think they're reorganizing. I think they're under our control at this moment. But I'm feeling good, and I see a lot of evidence that good things are happening, and they're really panicking and look butthurt, and there's photos on Drudge of them, the final days, like they're entitled to rule everything. But I don't know. I mean, they're setting the table for COG overthrow of Trump. They're sure selling they want impeachment. They claim every thought he gets is from Putin. So, Owen Schroyer, what do you think about that?
Well, this is the normalization tactic. It's a psychological conditioning tactic that they push these narratives out there. And then if it ends up coming true, it's already normalized. The people have already capitulated. They don't want to make a big deal out of it. So that's what I think CNN is trying to do here, talking about possible assassination attempts, talking about possible Obama appointing a different president. And they've done it over and over. They did it with the Electoral College. They did it the entire election with the polls. And they failed at every step of the way. So my guess is they're going to fail again, Alex. I think that they're setting themselves up for failure. I think that you might be right, and they have accepted that they've lost this battle, and maybe now they're thinking bigger again towards the war. What will they pull next? They can't stop Trump from being inaugurated. But it's funny, you talk about CNN, and if Zimmerman wants to show this, he doesn't have to, but CNN is actually on top of a building. They've set up their stage on top of a building, and we know why. Because we had people, info warriors like you, get behind their set, troll them, put Bill Clinton is a rapist shirts on air, hold up Trump signs on the air, so they had to go up and hide on a roof. So that's what CNN.
That's right. We've run them into. We've run them into a fortress mentality, which is the first stage of winning.
But from my experience out here, Alex, I will say this: Trumpians have taken over D.C. The leftists, the protesters, they want to run with all the social media trends like Occupy D.C., Occupy Inauguration. I've got bad news for you. We are the ones occupying. I'm surrounded by thousands of Trump supporters right now. I walk around Capitol Hill, and people are chanting right now. Listen to this. This is crazy. I walk around Capitol Hill.
Bring some of them in, Owen. Bring some of them in.
Do we have any info warriors that want to give a shout-out to Alex Jones? Come here. He wants to hear from you. Look at this. Hey, Alex Jones wants to know why you're out here.
I'm out here because I love Trump, and I think he's going to make America great again.
You know, the protesters are saying that they're going to occupy D.C. All I've seen is Trump supporters out here. What about you?
Absolutely. I've not seen nor have I heard any protesters out here, just tons of Trump supporters.
So I think, Alex, and I don't know if anyone's seen it, me and Millie did a video. I think they're setting themselves up for failure here. I think they're inflating these numbers of hundreds of thousands of protesters. I don't think so. We've seen busloads come in. They might get a couple thousand, maybe tens of thousands. No way hundreds of thousands. Look at all these people recording us. Let me tell you something. Nobody cares about any other media organization that comes out here, okay? There are all kinds of media people that come out here. They've got their cameras set up. They've got their microphones. Nobody goes up to them and shakes their hand. Nobody says, hey, I love what you do. That happens to us because we relate to these people. We talk to these people on the street, and we're Americans like these people. We elected Donald Trump because we want to make America great again.
Exactly. That's and why is it dirty to say make America great
people
again?
People agree with that.
Under globalism, you're not supposed to be great. You're supposed to just fail at the government rule your life. Again, the things people say is Trump real. What he's saying and doing is real. These ideas are cancer to the New World Order. They're victory to us. Of course he's real. He wouldn't be invoking this. It's like sunlight to vampires. Trump's 100% real, man. That is why his only issue is he's a strong man. And he believes, because he's a good guy, and he's not going to be a hypocrite, he's going to take the gloves off. And I agree with that to a certain extent with enemies. I'm just saying, once the enemies are vanquished, the gloves have to go back on.
Well, and you saw the video that I shot last night as soon as we got here of those protesters. They have nothing to say, Alex. They have nothing to say. It's the same argument that they've been saying for 2 years.
Racist, homophobe, Russian agent.
Yeah. Yeah. And I say, how is he a racist? Nothing. How is he a fascist? Nothing. How does he hate immigrants? Nothing. They cite fake news. And you can see it. What I've noticed now is they have these handlers. So I'll be talking to somebody in these protest groups who's just a regular citizen. Perhaps they've been brainwashed. They've been victimized by the fake news. And they're actually having a conversation with me. And we're talking. And all of a sudden, I start to defeat their false narratives.
Oh, it's always that way with leftists and communists.
The handler comes over and grabs
them. You're not allowed to talk to them because they're so worried. They have this little brainwashed minion. They work so hard and they paid to be there. They might actually start listening to you.
But I think that's what's happening. And they have like these adult handlers or something. They come, they grab them, they run them away before they can have a conversation with us. Most people won't even talk to me. But the ones that do, you can tell they're just regular people. They really think that Trump's a racist. They've been tricked. But when they have a conversation, I was talking to some other people. A lot of these people that are out here protesting Trump or that voted Clinton, they've never met an actual Trump supporter. They've never talked to somebody that supported Trump.
They hate the fact that blacks and Hispanics at record numbers are going to Trump rallies. That's why I think the president, once he's president in office, should continue rallies every few weeks or every few months, is just to bring everybody together and call for everyone of every race, color, and creed to come together to say, see, they don't want this. They said the Tea Party was racist. This isn't true. We're all together. I'm telling you, he has to do unity rallies. I'm going to tell him that next time I talk to him. But he's already planning it all. What's crazy is you talk to Trump, it's like mind meld. He's already on the same plane. It's like the same frequency. We have a name for it.
We're all powered by the force, Alex. Make America great again.
Yeah.
The return of the Jedi. Back.
Yeah. We're going to come back to you. Let's get that crowd there. We come back.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Freedom came my way one day.
Freedom came my way one day. And I started out of town, yeah.
And we tried to elect Trump, but they came
all
after
of
us.
Sudden, I saw Sheriff
all of a sudden, they pulled out COG on me. So I shot him down.
So I shot, I shot, I shot him down.
That's not a serum. But I even shoot the enemy.
If I am guilty, I will pay.
If I'm guilty, I will pay.
I shot the sheriff. But I say, what I did, I shot the deputy. I didn't shoot the deputy.
Yes, sir. John Brown.
I shot the sheriff.
He came to shoot me down, so I shot him. New World Order started this fight. We didn't start it. A bunch of weird elites want to make us poor so they can control our lives. Go to hell. It's not happening. Owen Schroyer out there right in front of D.C. Capitol, right there where Trump's getting inaugurated tomorrow. Very iconic. Please continue. Let's talk to that crowd. Let's see what's on their minds.
All right, Alex. Well, we'll move here in a second, but I just want to, again, talk about this. We are dominating out here. I'm telling you, there are thousands of people here. Here, come here. We'll talk to this man right here. There are thousands of
By the way, I'm coming to join you when I get off air here. I'm coming to join you.
We got a Latino for Trump here. Where'd you come from to see Trump get inaugurated?
California. Fontana, California.
Tell me, yeah, you're with Latinos for Trump. You beat the mainstream media brainwashing. Tell me about that.
Well, I was born in Venezuela. I seen what the left has done to my country. And ever since I seen the Bernie Sanders movement and how extreme they took it, I saw my own country in that situation, and I don't want that for America.
Now, and you're sharing this with other people as well.
Yes, I did, but the mainstream media has just brainwashed too hard. So I had to fight in my own campus, being a political science major, but I did it. You know what I mean?
What do you think about Trump's plan to secure the border, build a wall?
I think it's great. You know, you have to secure the border, but it also helps Mexico, too. You have millions of immigrants that are coming to America, giving $5,000 each to cross the border to the cartels. And the cartels are what's messing up Mexico.
Hell, this guy is a maverick. This guy's a real maverick.
Giving them an incentive not to come.
I love getting to meet all the mavericks in the Liberty movement. It's just so
Mexico
good.
Mexico can get back to feet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to.
Hey, well, thank you for your time, sir.
Hey Owen, tell that guy, I'm telling him he's a real maverick.
What? Hey, you're a real maverick, my friend. Alex Jones loves you. Alex Jones loves you. How you doing, my friend? You here to see Trump get inaugurated?
Yeah, I'm going to try to see him uninaugurated.
You don't like Trump, huh? No. What's wrong with Donald Trump?
Everything.
So then it shouldn't be hard to name one thing.
He's a narcissist. He's a misogynist. He is...
What has he done that's misogynist?
No, Hillary funds the Muslims murdering tens of thousands of women. Sex slavery. He's a misogynist. He's a real man, which you don't like.
So I mean, come on, though. That you don't believe in locker room talk? You never have dirty jokes with your friends?
I never did it that way, no.
You've never made a dirty joke in your life?
Oh, I never had a woman.
I was raised
Catholic. Wait, let me ask you a question. I was raised Catholic, too, and Catholics drink and curse like sailors. But let me ask you a question. So did you vote for Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I kind of did. Not with a lot of enthusiasm.
So, but do you think Hillary was a better candidate than Trump? More character?
Yes. Definitely.
And I'm sorry, do you know Hillary Clinton's political history? Do you know about Libya, Benghazi, Fast and Furious?
Yeah. Well, what do you think about President Bush?
Funding radical Islam to rape women and slave them.
Yeah, we don't like President Bush.
Call a little bastard out.
No. In fact, Donald Trump butted heads with the Bushes, if you don't remember.
He was against the war.
Donald Trump was against the Iraqi war.
I like that about him. See, there's things I do like about him, but not very much.
But why don't you...
You don't get to call him an oppressor of women when he isn't, dumbass.
Not judging by the cabinet people he's put in by his attitude. He's got a bad attitude, man. He's like a child.
Oh, he's got a bad attitude.
He's got a bad attitude. You got to give him a chance, man.
For what? He's
the president. America elected him.
This guy claims he's anti-elitist, and then meanwhile the whole elite's against Trump.
Absolutely.
Hillary Clinton got 3 million more votes. He didn't even win the election.
Oh, she stole five states.
No, he did win the election, actually. Okay, he did.
More people voted for Hillary.
Okay, but that's not what decides the election. You realize that.
Doesn't matter. He won the popular vote, too.
No, negative. Have you ever seen an actual... Did you know that 98% of the counties voted for Donald Trump in this country?
Oh, that's too bad. I know a lot of uninformed...
That's who won the election.
A bunch of slaves kept in compact cities. That's right. 98% of the counties voted. Anybody that's range-free didn't vote for him. Didn't vote for her.
What brought you out here?
I'm here watch President Trump get elected because I am a Trump. Name's Jay
Great
Trump.
You,
last name's Jay Trump. We've been voting for him, been pushing for him. We want a change in this country, and everybody wants to see the fakeism about what they don't want to have. Everybody else don't live in the bubble around here. The working man around here want to see a change. They want
the guy got
a change
it.
In the work.
Everybody else don't live in the bubble.
Where are you from?
Logan County, West Virginia.
Traveled here to see the inauguration.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for your time. Have a safe weekend.
Owen, we're going to come back with you. I don't know where Roger Stone is, but it's okay. Stay there, Owen. We'll be back with Owen Schroyer on the ground. And I'm coming out there after the show ends. I'm going to be out there with special live feeds. You bet your bottom dollar, baby. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here I come now, baby. We are back live with the great Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, bringing us in. Now, here I come now, baby. Woo! Look, I don't have irrational hopes about Trump. I just see the enemy completely panicking, entitled, out of control, arrogant, stupid. And it's exciting. And I've looked at Trump's policies. They're good across the board. Our only problem is dealing with the fact that it's going to create such prosperity that we are so culturally evil that it'll cause a lot of problems. But that's better than being super poor and having how we're going to live our lives dictated to us by people that are anti-human. So the other choice is a much greater evil. But wealth does have some dangerous byproducts with it as well, as many historians, as many apparent has noted. Adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters, as I often quote Victor Hugo. It's almost annoying to have to always give credit to quotes because I want to give Victor Hugo quotes or Voltaire or George Washington, but just like, or Mark Twain, but it's like some quotes I do like every day, and I don't want to like come in and say, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. Victor Hugo, this is the Alex Jones Show. I think I'm just going to take those names officially. You'll take those terms and put them out there. Norman Schroyer is out on the street in D.C. in front of the Capitol. He's talking to folks out there. I got a John Bound report I want to get to. We have Roger Stone coming up as well and Anthony Acumia. And again, I'm going to be out on the streets tonight with a lot of live feeds, tape, stuff we're putting up. Just watch Infowars.com for the latest breaking news. But getting serious, let me go back to Drudge Report real quick. Infowars has a lot of breaking news, but Drudge has even more. And let's go over some of the news. CNN disaster could put Obama cabinet in Oval Office. And it shows the Capitol blown up. And that's what they're saying. Media warns of inauguration drone bombing. Not safe. Fortress Washington girds and prepares itself for days of resistance. Cops set up mobile booking stations. Reveal training camp where protesters plan to disrupt. We can put all this on screen. LGBT queer dance party outside Pence home. Gingrich skewers boycotting Dems. Look, I love a lot of what Gingrich says. Gingrich is one of the most eloquent speakers. He's super smart. I give him that. I think Karl Rove is just an arrogant moron who comes up with basic Machiavellian operations but doesn't even know when to deploy them. But I'll give Gingrich this. He's smarter than I am, probably. But he's got a dark twist, man. He's a weasel. And he comes out and you know, says things like, oh, Trump never meant to draw in the swamp. Oh, it's all a fraud. Ha, ha, to discrediting. And now Trump made you apologize and doesn't trust you. Of course, Trump always didn't trust you, Gingrich. You're just a good guide as the former speaker to help them figure out how stuff works. And as Trump gets deeper into this, believe me, you're going to see some big developments, ladies and gentlemen. And continuing with Drudge, last call before the wall, illegals flood in. And again, I'm not against poor, desperate people from all over the world. But they're turned in to socialist globalists when they get here and brainwashed and taught all this racial hate stuff. I mean, if we had bordering us some country or a continent with, you know, 600 million white people, but they had diseases, they were unemployed, they were uneducated, and they were being brought in by a group of people that was going to turn them into America haters, I'd say don't do it. Well, actually, all the Eastern Europeans are being brought in that actually never got out from under communism and just buy it. That's happening. But the biggest group is the communist Chinese now. And they're bringing in people who get their babies free and everything else. They stay here and their kids are citizens. And I'm not against Chinese people. I don't want to be under communism. I want to be free. But I'm not against Latin Americans. But again, as I've said 1,000 times, Latin America is gorgeous. But they never got out from under corruption and colonialism. And so they just have their own form of it. It's a hellhole in most areas. But I've been to Central America. I've been to Mexico. I haven't been to South America yet. Like I said, I've been a little bit once in South America. But what I'm getting at is it runs from bad to worse. But I don't sit back and go, boy, we're better than Latin America and Venezuela. I'm feeling real good about myself right now. I'm in fear of that. I know our politicians are even worse than theirs. They're just living off such an accrument of wealth and power and chivalry and the West that it's such a depletion they've got that once the corruption runs out of gas, it's going to be the scariest thing you ever saw. Because there's going to be this giant horde of bureaucrats, their own giant, demoralized, brainwashed, dependent mass of poor white people, Hispanics, blacks, you name it. It's going to be a trash fest. A bunch of entitled, spoiled, rotten people through MTV that have been given a culture of crime. I don't care if you're poor white people, blacks, or Hispanics, man, they teach a culture of thugism. It is so disgusting. And it's all to just prime the underclasses for prisons. Do I then blame the cops who are facing this onslaught of crime? No. It's a larger paradigm playing us all off against each other, and the answer is recognizing it. Now, if you're a black guy and East Texas at a Dairy Queen, walking out of a place at 10 o'clock at night, and three Klan members try to mug you, and that still goes on, you got a right to kill them. Now, it doesn't mean you buy into the whole race paradigm, but you've got a right to defend yourself. Well, the same thing if you're in East Austin and three black racists try to attack you because you're white and demand your money, start trying to assault you. Do what you got to do. It's not racial. They were in a race cult. They were brainwashed. They were idiots. They need to die if they're trying to kill you. But you don't sit there and then turn it into some deal of hating people because of what color they are. You got to understand that that's the globalist winning. Well, let me ask you, it's no big deal. I always love getting stoned. We interview him tonight on Nightly News. I'm just like, it was here 45 minutes ago.
I just talked to him. He's stuck at the Mayflower Hotel, and I'm going to try to just go over there and Skype him.
That is the answer, and we'll do it with Anthony Cumia,
yeah,
which I said at the start of the show. He doesn't need to come here. Let's go to him. I'm not mad.
Yeah. I told him that, and he finally got back and said, hey, I'm still stuck here at the Mayflower.
Yeah, I knew that would happen. So just go do the interview there.
Yeah.
I don't even care, but I need to get my credentials.
Yes.
The golden ticket.
The golden ticket.
All right, thank you. I mean, I'm not trying to get, pardon me? Let's get Owen back on then. I'm sorry, he's been holding for 10 minutes, I'm ranting. I wouldn't normally want to go to, you know, any type of event, but this is kind of Willy Wonka's chocolate factory right now. And see, I'm not racist. I like Oompa Loompas. Oompa Loompa Loompity Oomp. Have I got some freedom for you? Guns and private property as well. Lots of cool people. And we're not selling out the country. No, we're not doing it. Oh, and look, America's got a lot of problems. Was that not a messed up Oompa Loompa? Just totally screwed up. The part is the train wrecking on air. Listen to this. You know, what we're seeing, though, is a revolution in America. We're witnessing a real revolution, a peaceful revolution against the globalists, with the American people, the patriots in government and others, leaking just the right amount of stuff to kick out the corrupt people. Because I'm not somebody that says hold back stuff. I say let it all come out, justice be done, may the heavens fall. But reportedly, a lot of the stuff is so horrible that the Democrats have been up to. I mean, you know, it's beyond succulent hot dogs. I mean, if it came out, it would be a civil war. And I'm just saying, if they keep pushing, or they set off a nuke tomorrow, or they try something like that to keep Trump from getting in, the gloves are going to completely come off. Because here's the deal. We don't want to conquer the leftists and the Soros people and the globalists. We want you to have a wealthy, great future and to be free. We don't want to mount your head on the wall. We're not in a wee-wee contest with you. This isn't about that. We just want you to get out the way. Move! Get out the way! You see them headlights? You hear that horn? Did you get out of the way? You want to drive slow? Get in the ditch. Move! Get out the way! Get out the way! China can have coal power plants that are dirty? We should be able to have clean ones. China has lower corporate taxes than us? We should have lower. So the money comes back in here. That's why, like you were mentioning, Alibaba's announcing they're coming here, hiring 1 million people. That's amazing, huh? Steel mills coming back, Chrysler coming back, Ford coming back, and Obama's feds go, we're just going to fine you $4 billion apiece now because you're coming back. I mean, that's treason. That's a military attack. Oh, you're going to come back? We're going to blow the hell out of you with regulators. And again, if Trump tries to shut that down, they'll go, Trump has interfered in criminal investigations and was colluding. We're going to indict him. Trump's got to be careful, man, because they have really set him up. And we got to back him. You know, we keep calling for this champion. We keep calling for somebody to take him on. And then it manifests in front of us. And we're like, Trump isn't doing enough. Or Trump isn't. What happened to Owen Schroeder? Did the camera die? Oh, it died. Oh, okay. Well, it's no big deal. You know what? We got a lot of reports to get to. You know, I should take some calls. 800-259-9231. Let's talk specifically about them saying drones are going to attack, weapons, bombs, don't go. Given the Democrats' cover not to be there, so if there is an attack, they don't get looked at. I'm telling you. Or it's just a way to call in a bomb threat, basically, to the Trump event. Is that what they're doing? I mean, any way you look at it, it's terroristic. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I engulfed that potbelly. Is it called potbelly sandwiches? I had a potbelly sandwich during the break of 3 minutes and loaded with delicious polonium. You know, it's a conspiracy theory that polonium isn't good for you. Potbellies are good, too. We have one in Austin. They're not a sponsor, folks. 800-259-9231. Potbellies, brought to you by polonium. That's a joke. They're a great company. There's no polonium in it. It's a joke about Roger Stone. I shouldn't be joking about Roger Stone. Speaking of the devil, let's go to a Roger Stone report. So you're going to eat first and then go over there, dude? You're not allowed to eat. How close is it? Okay, well, what about Owen and all that? Can't we just send our reporters?
I think they're over at the Capitol. I'm a little closer. Yeah, I'm a little closer.
Okay, you go do it. Do it live, as O'Reilly says. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. This is the poisoning of Roger Stone. We make jokes about this. I don't want to tell him he looks terrible on air and stuff. But, I mean, he looks like 10 years older. He really, last night, he was like, he couldn't even drink a glass of wine. He had to go. So great job, guys. You did a really good job poisoning him. And I think he's starting to really read in the literature about polonium and how to put a good face on this. But I'm sitting there, you know, I'm not laughing about it. It's more like gallows humor. Because all I can do is make a big joke about all this. Because we're going to get the people that are up to this. You can bet your bottom dollar that it's not about reprisals. It's about the right thing happening. And especially if Roger Stone dies, then you can bet the president is going to come after people that are out there. But I ran into Christopher Ruddy of Newsmax last night. And a bunch of people at this table had come over to say hi to us. I was at the Palm Steakhouse. And I went over. And Chris Ruddy, who I've left alone over the years, I've seen a lot of stuff, he just looked at me with so much disdain and started making jokes and just laughing at me like it was going to hurt me. And I was like, oh, my God, this guy's like delusional on a power trip, just laying here. And it's all true. He gives millions to the Clinton Foundation. And it's like true. This guy who did such pioneering work just did it. And then for over a decade is like a minion of the Clintons and plays golf with Bill Clinton. You couldn't pay me to go play golf with that doddering zombie and, you know, the whole Jerry Epstein crew out in Florida. So Chris Ruddy, man, when I came over, Stone goes, what are you doing with those Democrats? They hate your guts. And I went, no, they do. It was like, God, it was horrible. He was like, yeah. I said, well, you went over there. Well, I went over there to tell them I know what they're up to. So I saw Stone goes over and talks to him and comes back. So I go, oh, that's Chris Ruddy. And he goes, you're going over there? And I went over there. And it was just like, I mean, he could win an Oscar for the disdain and the hate. And just, I'm like, hey, how you doing? And he was just like, the fact that he thought insulting me and laughing at me would get to me. He hurt me and that a fellow human had fallen that far and that somebody I'd admired 20 years ago was that low. And I was just like, he wasn't that bad. See, I'm being really mean now. But he was that bad. He was trying to be disdainful. A lot of folks at the table were listeners that came over and got photos with me. And then he didn't like that. He was like, wait, my own entourage likes Alex Jones. And some of them were famous. But it's just, what world are these guys living on? Let's go to this boil down of the big interview we did just a few days ago with Roger Stone, who he's got a good attitude. It's like these guys that are stage 3 cancer, and they're like, oh, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be great. He's like, oh, they say it's a small dose. I'll probably be fine. And the thing is, it kills you over a long period of time. And so the truth is, the fact that he's walking around is a big deal. And I'm not trying to be a drama queen here or freak his wife out. Hopefully his wife's not listening because she's beautiful, a great lady. And I'm sitting there talking to her and his daughter, and she's like, he's like, yeah, I don't know. He's like, I don't want to get into the polonium too much with my wife. I guess it's like code word for don't, but I mean, we got to report the news here. Took a year to kill Linvaninko. And I love how it's only in like 20 newspapers. That sounds like a big deal. It should be in thousands of newspapers that Roger Stone was hit with polonium. And I sit here and make jokes about it myself. I mean, we have to watch where I get food now, all because I just want to cut your taxes. I mean, it's BS, man. All right, get over there, and I'll let Kumia know. He's basically interviewing Roger Stone. Right, Kumia's taking over. Now, we got a key. All right, we're going to go interview Roger Stone. We got Anthony Kumia coming up. We got a lot more. I know we just gave out the number. Let me skip this break for more time. Yeah, I mean, the network complains that I skip a lot of breaks. Hey, if they kill me, there won't be any breaks, will there, or any ads. How's that sound? Anyways, Let's go ahead and go to this, the poisoning of Roger Stone report. Here it is.
Roger Stone, what do you hope voters will take away from your book, The Clintons' War on Women? You're pretty tough on the Clintons on this book. You think Bill Clinton has not always been a gentleman?
No, that's really not the point. The point is that her narrative...
You say he raped 27 women.
He says he is a Bill Cosby-type sexual predator.
Not what Paula Jones said.
No, she was sexually assaulted, pardon me. But it's just as bad.
Well, I don't know if she...
And it's Hillary who hires the heavy-handed private detective to silence these women. The point is, he is abused women. She's helped cover it up. She's an enabler. That's what the book's about.
My book sounds sort of
Roger Stone, about 2 weeks ago, I'd just gone on family vacation, a workcation. And he said, they just sent out the feds out to my house. I was in the hospital for weeks. He had never been in the hospital in his life since he was born. That was the second time in the hospital in his life. And he said, it's polonium poisoning. But they're saying it's national security because only a state-sponsored actor could have this isotope that can only be made in the biggest reactors, basically. So it has a signature. He said, what do you think's behind it? I said, well, clearly it's meant to kill you. And then they just blamed the Russians and said they were getting rid of one of their assets. I said, well, the Litvinenko case, it was connected back to MI6. And I wasn't even making the connection then that it was the same MI6 handler spy that was attacking Trump and Stone and everybody that was tied to that. I was doing research for it a few days after that. It was like, holy Toledo, it's the same guy.
Roger. I know you don't like to speculate, but, I mean, you've been sitting there. You've known about this for weeks. Polonium poisoning, it's big. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about why you're, I mean, I'm not trying to put you down. I mean, I can physically see that you've been sick. We've seen the photos, what it did to you. I mean, it really hit you hard. And I know it has long-term effects. Just other points on polonium.
Well, look, let me get down to the fundamental question of who would have done this and why, and I come back to the deep state. I come back to our own people. The Russians have no motive to kill me. They have nothing to hide or cover, as far as I am concerned.
If you've never heard of Roger Stone, you're in for a treat. Not only did he serve under Nixon, Reagan, and Bush Sr., but he's also a self-proclaimed GOP hitman. It's not afraid to use dirty tricks to get his way politically.
Roger Stone, who has been Trump's chief political advisor, he is Trump's henchman and dirty trickster.
Roger Stone's a super bad guy. He's one of these operatives who works the dark side, as Dick Cheney would say.
You're a sick dude, Roger Stone.
You assault me all the time. You never give me a chance to respond.
No, I should give you a job. A job.
CNN confirmed to The Hollywood Reporter that controversial conservative political strategist Roger Stone is done at the network. A CNN spokeswoman told THR he will no longer appear as a CNN guest.
The CIA has been associated with some of the greatest atrocities and lies of the last 40 years.
And they're famous for poisoning people, so you're clearly saying the rogue elements of that are obviously suspect. They've been in the news. Warning Trump, the Associated Press and Reuters, the New York Observer of all places, his son-in-law's paper, you better watch it. The intelligence agency can do things to you. Well, then, if you've been good buddies with him for 41 years, then I think that's a message to Trump. Isn't this really a message to Donald Trump?
Okay. He's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep, is taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them.
Stone goes, okay, give me the medical records. And then the guys with the, you know, crew cuts come back to the house and, well, it's national security, blah, blah, blah. And so he's having his lawyers involved in all this because they don't obviously want him waving around that he was hit with polonium. So he's going to get private tested right now. But, I mean, this happened.
The MI6 guy worked with the murdered Litvinenko guy that got hit with polonium. I was already connecting the two. Holy Toledo, Daily Mail. Out is the man behind the dirty dossier of Donald Trump, which they admit is now fake.
worked with the double triple agent. I remember at the time it came out that experts believed that there was no reason for Russia to kill this guy, that it was done to embarrass Russia. This is crazy.
Well, and it look, it occurs to me that the people who created that document should be ashamed of themselves. Their dossier is rife with misspellings.
It wasn't even good for ass wiping.
So the idea that James Clapper and the boys down at Langley would include this in a report to President Obama and President Trump, this is a vile fraud. This is,
by the way, I'm told by three sources, low-level, mid-level, and high-level in the CIA, that the whole agency hates the globalists, wants America to be great. They hate Hillary. They hate it all. They say, and I was told this weeks ago, this is all farmed out to subgroups, PR firms. It later came out. I forgot how accurate their info was. It's all completely fake. So it isn't even the CIA. The CIA doesn't like this. I think that's why the globalists are in so much trouble. Their own agencies have turned against them.
Well, and it would be outrageously unfair to say that everybody who works for the Central Intelligence Agency is in league with the globalist agenda. No, there are patriotic Americans that work there, just as there are many, many, many non-political patriotic Americans work for the FBI. But the leadership of these agencies are rotten to the core.
Of Trump the day before.
You are receiving this transmission.
I probably should also get punched up on my computer here at the call system. Forgot to do that. Let me fire that system up. If not, guys, I should have launched this earlier. Will you text my phone, the callers, so I can start going to those, please? Sorry to tell you, it was such late notice. For some reason, my phone system isn't launching on this computer. But it's no big deal. We're on the road. It's the fun of it all. Everywhere I go, because every day I'm in an airport or something, I see newspapers. And just looking at them, it's like seeing a dinosaur still alive, but in its death throes. It's very rare to see. Kind of like in the old days, 100 years ago, seeing a steam locomotive was probably commonplace. You see one now, you go see it. You know, it's a big event. When a couple of big steam engines came into Austin a few years ago, I took my kids down to see them. They were amazing things. But these aren't steam engines. These are facsimiles of the old media we had that was competitive, that told the truth, that lied, that did a lot of things. It was a mixed bag. This new media that we've had the last 30 years is completely compromised and sold out. But I was walking last night. We did a live video at the News Museum, or the News Museum. I don't know how you pronounce it. Newsium. The News Museum here in D.C. And outside they've got, like, I don't know, 30 or more every day, frames outside, like movie posters, but inside is the front page of a paper. Thank you, Buckley. He has the call system up. And so I walked down and looked at about 20 of the 30 or so, and even though it was mainstream news, you could see here and there everywhere why they're panicking. Trump is about to repeal a whole bunch of gun laws before he's even in office. They've got the bills in. Obamacare is set to be repealed. They've got the votes. We were told they were totally invincible, and now look at the cover of the Washington Post. Congress moves to quash D.C. laws. GOP-backed legislation would repeal gun rules and ban funding of abortions. Yeah, say what you want about abortion. I shouldn't have to pay for your birth control. You want to say it's birth control? Okay, you pay for it. You want to cut your penis off? That's your business. Go out back and do it with a chainsaw. I ain't paying for it. Got it, Jack? Want to put your arm in a wood chipper? Do it. Want to blow your head off? Hey, I'm all into freedom. Do it. I ain't paying for the bullets or your burial.